Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 9th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The information sources say Microsoft incorporated a version of OpenAI's GPT model to power Word's autocomplete feature and plans further integrations into productivity apps like Word, PowerPoint, and Outlook. This could potentially include the tech to improve Outlook search results, suggesting replies to emails, or recommending document changes to improve writing. John Deere signed a memorandum of understanding with the American Farm Bureau Federation, agreeing that farmers have the right to repair their own equipment and the right to go to an independent technician. The MOU also states that farmers cannot compromise any safety measures or emission control systems on equipment as a result of repairs, and that John Deere's software and other intellectual property be protected from infringement. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple intends to announce its mixed reality headset this spring ahead of WWDC, with the device going on sale in fall 2023. Some developers reportedly already have prototypes for testing, although Gurman said Apple roped in resources from other departments to work out several kinks in its hardware and software. Gurman also reports that the upcoming Apple Silicon Mac Pro will offer upgradable slots for additional SSDs, GPUs, media, and networking. No firm release window other than by the end of 2023. The Chinese fintech giant Ant Group announced structural changes that will see founder Jack Ma and nine of its other major shareholders agreeing to no longer act in concert on voting rights. This would effectively reduce Ma's voting power from over 50% to 6.2%, according to Reuters' calculations. The change in company control would require at least a one-year waiting period for Ant to list on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Last year, the startup MojoVision showed off smart contact lens prototypes with integrated displays, announcing a partnership with fitness and sports companies like Adidas about using them for fitness readouts. Last week, the company announced it would lay off about 75% of its staff as it shifts to focus on its micro-LED display tech in the near term. IBM saw its number of patents filed in 2022 decline 44% on the year to 4,743, behind Samsung, who led all patent filings with 8,513. For the last 29 years prior, IBM filed the highest number of patents annually in the U.S., generating over $27 billion in IP licensing since 1996. Amazon Prime Video averaged 9.6 million viewers for its exclusive Thursday Night Football broadcast, down 41% from 2021, when it aired on Fox, the NFL Network, local stations, and Prime Video, and the lowest since the program started in 2014. The median age for Thursday Night Football was 47 this season, 7 years younger than the median average for the rest of the NFL's TV rights packages. Amazon's S3 storage service now enables server-side AES 256 encryption by default for all new objects added to buckets. Amazon says this will not impact performance. Configuration mistakes with S3 buckets have resulted in large-scale data leaks in the past. Encrypting content in buckets would make it harder to exploit leaked data. The Financial Times reports Apple listed several job openings in India, referring directly to opening flagship retail operations in the country. Several listings mentioned managing teams across Apple stores, indicating more than one location planned. Several employees in Mumbai and New Delhi announced being hired for positions at yet-to-be-announced stores on LinkedIn. Apple opened its online store in India in 2020. Fairphone announced it will end support for the Fairphone 2 in March 2023, originally released in 2015. At its release, Fairphone promised the device 3 to 5 years of support, but ended up delivering 5 OS upgrades and 7 years of security updates. Fairphone says it will make spare parts available for a few more months, but urge users not to access sensitive data on devices after May, since it will no longer receive critical security fixes. On January 7th, Steam set a record with over 10 million concurrent in-game players for the first time. Then on January 8th, it set a record with over 32 million concurrent online users. The top game at that time was Counter-Strike Global Offensive with over 1 million concurrent players, followed by Dota 2 and the recently released Goose Goose Duck free-to-play game. Mastodon user data shows that the decentralized social platform had roughly 1.8 million active users in the first week of January, down from its peak of over 2.5 million in early December. The platform had seen significant growth since late October 2022, when it had less than 500,000 active users. Meta's oversight board overturned Meta's decision to remove a Facebook post that used the phrase "death to Khomeini" as a criticism of the Iranian leader. The board found that the phrase was a rhetorical political slogan, not a credible threat, and in context should be understood as "down with." It said Meta should focus on developing better ways of factoring in context into its content policies. Windows Central's Zach Bowden notes that the Microsoft Surface Duo 2 remains out of stock on the Microsoft Store across several regions and, where available, only shoes 1 or 2 SKUs. It's unclear if the company stopped production on the device, with a Microsoft spokesperson saying, "While we do not have inventory information to share at present, Surface Duo remains an important part of the Surface portfolio." And finally, Mac Rumors' Hartley Carlton notes Apple did not release a new Mac in Q4 in 2022, the first time in 21 years. The streak started back in Q4 2001 when Apple released the iBook G3. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.